Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. Once again, coming to you with a new wine that we wanted to try with a meal that we had recently. What this one is at the Nethenlingshof Estate. This is Chenin Blanc 2015. Again, these Chenin Blancs should be, you know, drunk pretty young. So this is a 2015. They already have a 2016 out, but this one's just slightly matured. And what we wanted to do with this Chenin Blanc today was have it kind of mixed with maybe something totally different. So we had a Spanish chicken paella, which was really good. We had, you know, that the chicken was in there. We didn't do the seafood. We had the chicken, the spicy sausage, but we had plenty of herbs and different other spices, saffron and garlic. And we had a kind of sweet peas in there too, because the Chenin Blanc has a slight bit of fruity sweetness in it. So when you have these peas, you get that slight sweetness to it as well. So we really wanted to try those, which it went really well because it still have that floral kind of floral taste to it. It's a clear and a light green hue. The tropical fruits is more like a pearish. So if you look at this, it's really nice, really nice. It's a slight greenish, but you know, you get that still yellowish kind of hue to it. I really enjoyed it. I actually had it kind of cool. You know, I normally try not to get it below 50, but I had it like a close to about a low 40 degree Fahrenheit, and it still went really well when it kind of got room temperature. What I got out of it was a little more spice because the paella really was spicy. We had those red pepper flakes that was in there, so that back end came out really, really nice. But the floral taste went really well with the rice and all those other things that came with it. But this is a South African wine, you know. This was recommended to me if I wanted to try something out of the ordinary, something out of France or not your normal setting, but they have a lot of low-cost Chenin Blancs in South Africa, so I really wanted to try this. But again, this is a 2015, really smooth, kind of crisp on the end. The food pairing basically is a little chicken vegetable dishes, a little seafood. I really wanted to try maybe the paella with a couple of with the seafood mix, but I decided to keep with the chicken. But it went really well and I really enjoyed it. So this is the Nethenlingshof Estate, the Chenin Blanc 2015. Twist top, so you see where we're going with the twist top, but very enjoyable, very enjoyable. You actually kept drinking it throughout the night and had to stop because then I would have been reviewing an empty bottle. But very, very good, highly recommended. So thank you very much, and we'll see you soon with our next wine review. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube for videos on Urban Wine Life. And you can still stop by bougieblackbrother.com for various wine reviews.